You're listening to Live Life Awesome, stories to encourage, uplift, and inspire you to live your best awesome life. This is Robert Besenz, your host, and in today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about just an experience that I had while I was driving on the road and how your life can be awesome if you just keep the door open to new experiences and new friends. You never know who you're going to meet when you keep the door open to people. Right now, as I'm recording this, I am driving the 1,800 mile journey back to my home state in Florida. I was stationed in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and now I am going to Tampa. On this journey, on this drive, I stopped for a minute to walk my dogs, walk my cat, and relieve myself. A little bit TMI, I know. But when I did this, a very friendly fellow approached me and asked me if he could pet my cat. Sure, somebody might think that's weird, but he seemed friendly. I left the door open. I said hello. He introduced me to his ferret, and then he showed me his bounty hunter car. Yep, Damon is a bounty hunter. He's the guy who, when someone skips out on bail, he tracks the people down and brings them to justice. It's a controversial profession. It's a dangerous profession. But it's something that he does with pride, handed down to him from his grandfather. He showed me his scars. A knife wound all the way down his right shoulder and right bicep, where somebody came at him with a knife, and he had to fight for his life and take the man down. He showed me the scars that he had that were psychological from some incidents from his childhood that he shared with me, and ultimately, we had a bonding moment. It was very interesting, it was unexpected, and it was welcome. I learned from Damon that even in small, friendly packages, you could have somebody who has a little bit of danger on the inside. But even then, that doesn't stop them from being people, good people. And I bet that everybody that you meet has a story, something that they've experienced that makes them unique and interesting. And when you express interest in others and they express interest in you, a friendship can be formed. And yeah, I know that you think you know how to make friends. I bet you actually do. I mean, I don't sound like a condescending person to say you don't know how to make friends. But do you leave your door open? Do you meet interesting people as you wander the earth through your adventures in your life? Or do you stick to your little circle? The people that you encounter on the daily basis? When we keep our doors open and we bond with people, we can learn something. And I think that's really cool. That's really interesting. I find that fascinating. Damon wants to write stories with me now. He says, hey, let's be friends. I can tell you some stories. You can write them. We can toss some stuff back and forth. Let's be friends. He introduced me to his wife, his ferret, Bandit. And I introduced Bandit to my dog, Story, my cat, Lucky, and my dog, Sherlock. They had a great time running around in the grass, and it was a wonderful experience. And I took some videos, and I'm going to share them with my daughters. I think all of us are a little bit broken inside. We've all had traumas of one shape or another. So many times, I've noticed people that judge other people just by the way that they look, the way that they talk. Don't give them a chance. Don't give them a chance to make friends. You know, we tend to stick around with those people that we like and that are familiar to us, and anything that's different, we can what's the word? Judge, prejudge. I mean, I guess that's the heart of prejudice, isn't it? And when we prejudge, we miss out. So many times in work, I've seen people, they talk about people they don't even know. And that kind of bothers me. I wonder, does it bother you? Have you ever found yourself doing that? Just looking at somebody and judging them by their cover or by one experience or one incident, one exchange with them. And you let that feeling that you got from that first impression color every interaction that you had with them after that. I'm sure I've done the same thing on occasion, but I try my best to live in such a way that I'm always open to new people. And even when they've rubbed me the wrong way, I give them a chance. I remember this one person, I don't want to give any kind of indication of who they are, because I don't know. If my little podcast ever goes places and someone listens to it, I don't want it to be traced back to him. But this person shouted at me in my workplace. They had a higher command, you know, they had position, they had authority, and they used that authority in such a way as to put me down because he prejudged me. He thought I was doing one thing when I was doing another. I guess I could tell you the story. Couldn't hurt. I think you'll find it funny. So, this is life. One day, you are doing exercise, you're lifting weights, and you come across a person who's doing a lot of weights, they're really proud of doing the weights. This person was doing like 335 pounds or 350 pounds, I don't remember. It was a lot of weight. I was impressed. And so then later on, I went in with my group of friends and we were lifting, and I asked them, how do you actually get 300 and, I don't know, it must have been something like 335 pounds or 345 pounds on the bar, because I mean, it's just a lot of weight. And we couldn't figure out how to get the exact weight on the bar because we couldn't do math. We were kind of tired from running around and doing exercise, and so we just threw a bunch of weight and we realized we were 5 pounds over the weight that we were trying to reach. And so we all tried lifting it. A couple of guys actually did. Me, I don't know, I'm not that strong. I couldn't lift 335 pounds. I lifted 300 though, but that's beside the point. So a couple of weeks went by and I saw this person who had lifted that impressive weight that we had challenged ourselves to try to lift. And I told this person, hey, check it out. Did you hear? Us over here in our little group, we beat your high score. We lifted 340 pounds. Because, remember, we couldn't do math. So we lifted 5 more pounds just because we couldn't do math. And I thought that was funny. Maybe it's not that funny. But I tried telling him the story, tried to connect with this person. And, they were not too happy that I was quote-unquote bragging when I couldn't do the weight. His first reaction was, can you do the weight? Can you do that weight? What are you talking crap for? What are you talking crap for? And he just chewed me out, had a whole incident. I got written up in a report. Oh my gosh, what a disaster. And all I was trying to do was connect with this person. Yeah, sometimes what we think is funny because of somebody else's background, they don't think it's funny. And normal circumstances in life, you can just walk away, not be friends with that person, not talk to them again. But in my line of work, when this person is a superior, what winds up happening is that you get written up, and then you got to work with this person day in and day out. Yes, I tried apologizing and tried explaining myself, but there was nothing I could do. I got chewed out. I got written up. So, was I sour? Yeah. Am I still sour? Sure. Prejudice sucks. And when people abuse their power and shout in your face, it's definitely not pleasant and ought not be done. But I can honestly say that even though I don't really like this person very much, there are a lot of redeeming qualities to this person. And I was privileged to get to sit down with him and get to know him, hear his story. Well, some of it anyway, where he was from and different experiences that he had in life, and because I took a genuine interest in him, later on, he took an interest in me, gave me some push-up bars, or he gave me like a perfect push-up machine. It was really fantastic. I really appreciated it, and I wouldn't say we were friends, but I say that there's mutual respect between us, and I don't think that would be possible if I would have kept this sour, angry, disconnected approach to this person. I know it's a little bit of a long tangent from Damon the Bounty Hunter, but here I am driving on this long journey, and I figured that I would share just a couple of stories from my life while I was driving to keep myself occupied, and hopefully some of that was interesting to you. Probably not, but you know what? I promised more great stories to come, especially from Damon the Bounty Hunter. When I interview him and learn more about his hunting of predators, those dark fiends who prey on the weak, and he tracks them down, takes them down. I mean, this gentleman's 5'8", 5'9", can't be more than 160 pounds soaking wet, but the disposition to do what's right and to take down people who are doing what's wrong, and the genuine desire to make the world a better place using his skill sets, using his talents. Man, just fascinating. Well, that's it for this podcast, an episode in the life of yours truly. Think about it. Keep the door open. Make friends. Have experiences. And you never know where you're going to find a friend.